August 1, 2020, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Across the battlefield, the highway's distant concrete crawl, phones home, but just gets me. Here along the rooftops, you can plainly see my friends are tomcats on the prowl, cause their story's familiar to me. Lifetimes of senseless victories and glorious defeats fill these country hillside graves where town pretends to be. Way up on the rider's porch, the tapping of the keys to give them what they dearly want, but never what they need. Way down here where the wind sweeps,
Peter show. Happy first day of August, first Saturday.
Well,
you can hear my guests, people. Yeah, Brother Matt's at the Love Grotto, a couple miles south on Pleasure Points, because we're in quarantino mode still. But I am not totally man alone mode, because those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got Vince Bell. Welcome aboard, Vince.
Good to be here, Mike.
And you're, we're talking to you from Santa Fe, New Mexico, correct?
You betcha. Up on the mountain.
Yeah. Is it sweaty there?
No, sir. It's cool.
Even in the daytime. Okay. I know nighttime it gets cold.
It's in the 70s right now.
Oh, that's cool. I should tell the people what they heard. We started off the show with John Coltrane and Eric Dolphy doing a practice in 1963. Why not? I bet you they didn't call it rehearsal. And then we, Then we had Vince Bell, our guest here, as the wind sleeps.
Yeah.
Vince, can you tell me your earliest musical recollection?
My early music days were spent in Houston, playing acoustic guitar at all the joints that would have me. And
I mean, going way back, like when you were a boy.
When I was a child. I was always musical. I started playing an instrument with a cornet in a junior high school band and went from there.
You know, in the pad you grew up in Houston, by the way, Houston's a Lightning Hopkins town. also Billy Gibbons.
Ray Charles.
Billy learned a few licks. Yeah, Ray Charles, yeah. But he ended up in Leimert Park because Spot, the guy who recorded the first Minutemen records, lived a couple doors down from him and, in fact, witnessed him getting a speeding ticket. He was driving with a buddy in a car, like racing. Not racing, just going fast. Anyway, in that pad in Houston, was there musical instruments?
Yeah, I mean, Houston was like a guitar town for me.
But what about the pad right in your own house?
In my own house, guitars, always, from the Beatles on. So
your parents were players or your brothers and sisters?
No, I was a player. Nobody else in my family was.
Oh, okay. What was the first record you bought for yourself?
The first record I won at a dance concert, and it was a contest, and it was a Peter Paul and Mary album.
People were dancing to that?
No, they weren't dancing to that. That was my award.
Okay. What was the first gig you went and saw, Vince?
The first gig I went and saw? Probably at my high school, one of the local bands, Ernie and the Interns and others.
Okay. And you told me you did music in school. You played the cornet. What, in the marching band?
No, just in the band and the performance band, the concert hall band.
And you didn't stick with you went to guitar, right?
Yeah, I sure did. I learned music on the cornet, and when I approached guitar, I did it by ear.
No teacher?
None whatsoever. That was a part of the drill. It was a freedom to be able to write what I wanted to write. And I've been writing forever since I was pequeño.
Vince, you didn't go through that thing where you try to copy songs off records. You start writing original material right away.
Pretty much. I learned some Beatle tunes. I learned a Dylan or two. I learned a Knopfler or two, but a Coburn or two. But I've always followed my own muse.
Yeah, that's interesting. And what was the first gig when you played in front of people with your guitar?
First gig was at Sand Mountain Coffee House in Houston, Texas. And it was a place where all the folkies played. Towns, Guy, Don Sanders, others. People like Lyle Lovett would come through the same mill. Nancy Griffin, the same bunch. And,
Houston's laid out in these things called wards. Which ward was this coffee house?
It wasn't in a ward.
Oh.
It was on Richmond Avenue.
Okay. Because I know there's a little, like, kind of politically it's divided in these districts.
Because
I went to a place called the Silver Slipper.
I see.
And was in the third ward. And it's special for this kind of... The guy who owned the pad also had the band, and he sang in it. And the guy who... the representative of Corwood Industry took me there. And I was just curious if you knew the neighborhood. What was that gig like? Was it scary?
No, it was comfortable as an old shoe.
In your first one?
Yeah.
Damn. So maybe you're a born entertainer, Vince.
Well, I'm into it. I took the helmet off of a football player one day and went and started standing under the corny red light in the corner of some coffee house, and life changed.
Whoa. And so I know you like poetry too.
Yeah.
What came first?
Sometimes the words, but other times I listen to people like the John Lennons and folks like that, and I'd hear the music first.
Okay, okay. You were probably writing poems before you played music?
Yes, sir.
Okay, okay. So when the music came, you kind of like fortified it with your poems.
When I could write it in music as it sounded in the words, I knew I had one, like a fish.
Okay, you flowed me some stuff here. I'm going to play a little poetry.
A little poetry is dangerous. Keep your eyes up in the sky. Keep at it till the cavalry has arrived. There's not a very lot of us, but then there never was. Rolling through the world like a tumbleweed. Last few pennies of a dusty bottle of wine. This was the place for me. No better place indeed. One day you'll come to see. One day I will be done. Do you believe what you dream? If you don't have dreams, then you'll never have to worry about them coming true. But you won't have anything to look forward to if you leave your dreams behind. The truth is just a point of view. Everybody's got one. Optimism is courage in the face of the colossal. Tomorrows are from yesterday's tears. Don't be shy to shed them. Life itself is only a temporary solution. The enthusiasm that you summon is an aphrodisiac.
Sve što mi treba ti mi zakucaš u glavu.
Koliko si luda, koliko si luda, koliko si luda, koliko si luda. We're in the drive by the brush. Nothing has changed and I still love you.
This snake was nothing but bad medicine, savage and invisible, a pitiless kind of predator, venomous and hard. So when the snake, unadvisedly, took a bite out of me, the snake died. The snake had quite a reputation. He had a slither to his walk, and his tongue flickered when he spoke. Now, should there be a question, let there be no doubt. Should there be confusion, let me then be plain. When the snake unadvisedly sunk a fang into me, the snake died. A snake is a writhing muscle glaring from the grass. Lightning only strikes a few, but the snake strikes whenever he pleases. And if the snake, unadvisedly, takes a pleasure striking me, the snake dies.
Watch for Pedro Show. That was Vince Bell with a little poetry. And then we had Nemi Pesnik, Nosy Sad over in Serbia. Koliko Siluda, that's Stanislav, my buddy in Cleveland's cousin, bass man. Amai after that from the city with Rome. Fourth Sex with Line 851, that's brand new. From overseas. They're putting out this new record of Long Lost, I guess Joe Nolte's kind of version of Smile with Look Again. Chris Butler got to vote him out. New master, the instrumental mix from Rad Waste via John Tyler Jones. Chicos Raros, the Wild Boys, with Insupportable. Insupportable. That's with an O, people, not a U. And then a brand new from Dita Tiberio, Honey. And finally, The Snake from Vince Bell. So, what'd you do after high school?
I took that football helmet off and, like I said, started playing in bars, did all the gigs that there were in Texas, once or twice, and spent 10 years learning how to do my work, getting more immersed in the poetry, deeper, vaster, crazier. I started growing long hair. It was a hoot to holler, and
Vince, were you reading other poets?
No, not much at all. Not much of a reader during those days, in the least. But writing my own stuff and throwing it away, and writing it again and throwing it away, until one day I ended up with pieces I could defend.
Pieces you could defend. That's a great perspective. What about, now you're man alone with the guitar. Did you ever get the idea of being in a band?
Sure. And I had bands. There were them. Time to time, I would drift away, put that electric guitar back on, and that Yammerhammer, or that Gibson, or whatever, and go out and play gigs, different gigs that I was doing at the when I was a solo. So I spent some time ranging around looking for vehicle to my spoken word, and it all worked. It was all, but nothing was ever any better than playing by myself or with a limited arrangement. trio music, like you know, Mike, is the magic music on this planet.
Yeah.
And doggone it, you can make a lot of noise with three pieces. So me and a couple of guitars, me and a guitar and a bass, me and a piano and a guitar, me and me. So
what about a drummer man?
Well, I never like really got into it, but what do you call it? In later years, I started having friends that played cajones and things like that, and all of a sudden there was a bridge over the raging water, and I really took to it. In fact, my album Texas Plates, my Nashville album for an affiliate of Warner's, was all cajon. I had a bunch of fun with like having that as the rhythm section.
That should explain to listeners maybe. Cajon is Spanish for a box, and it comes. You know, when they brought the people over to be slaves on the sugar thing plantation, they took away all their drums. So the cats start playing the boxes. They actually, you know, that they stored the fucking sugar cane and shit in. And that's what. And also the cowbells was like beating on the mill machines and stuff like that. So a lot of what we call Latin percussion now, it comes from these people trying to reinvent their own percussion. So, sorry about that. I just want to let them know if they, you know, they're from New England or something.
Listen, cajon is an excellent instrument these days, shared by a lot of folks. And so it's gained in its popularity.
Yeah, it is.
And it sounds great, too.
It's actually kind of a chair. You sit on them, right? You play them.
Sure do.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, like, for that session that I did in Nashville, those sessions, he used a big old, you know, bass drum sized box, but he also used others and the trash can from a motel as well as just straight out cymbals.
Right. Now, when you're working with musicians like a band,
yeah,
how do you direct them?
I'm the leader. I'm the metronome. I'll like get in there and I'll like put my part down, and then everybody else will come in and meld to that. Or I'll decide I want to do a session with limited arrangement. So it's me and a bass player and a cajon player or a piano or whatever. The arrangements are always different. The feature of them is that they're no two alike. It's never the same.
Yeah. No reruns.
Nope.
Yep. No rubber stamp. No cookie cutter. No Xerox machine.
That was the goal when I began, was nothing twice.
Now, you were telling me you played all over Texas and you recorded in Nashville. So you did some touring.
I got around. I didn't do a lot of touring. But I did play other plays from here to California, New York, and back. So there's a lot of turf in between, I'll tell you. And so I did my first album in the Bay Area, you know, and the last one here. Where was it? It was at Broadway and Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
In an abandoned bank, we turned into a studio. And, we invited all the players we could, shake a stick at, from David Mansfield to, you know, Robert Dick to Ratso Harris from Moe's, and, made an album.
And, did you come in with material, or did you write a lot of it in the studio?
In fact, for Oho, this latest album, I didn't even take a guitar to the sessions. I like what do you call it? I brought my text in several journals and things like that. And I read mostly while the players played. I mean, with LPL from Paris on reeds, Pedro Cortez on flamenco, again, Mansfield on everything that's got strings, Rod Schwimmer from Brooklyn on keys and grand piano. Others, there's maybe 13 or so people in this collection. And the producer, Bob Newirth, would stand in the orchestra chamber and go to the players at large that day, play! And then he would look over to me in the isolation booth next to the board and go, read! and we just, nobody got told a note to play in 4 8-hour days at Broadway and Wall Street. And so everybody just kind of like got to do their own thing. Nobody got told a note to play in 4 days. And we took the Bob, Dave Soldier, and Patrick Deravaz, took the tapes away and made Oho with me reading and them playing. And I did a couple of Americana tunes, like punctuation in the middle of it. And that was about it. I borrowed David Mansfield's guitar. So he had an experience. And presentational. I really enjoyed it. It made a hell of an album. And I look forward to doing it for years. Live. Never the same way twice.
Yeah. So your idea of the good producer is the guy who keeps out of the way.
I'm not so sure I'm saying that, because I also believe that what's really, really cool about artistry, in any sense, me can ask, writing something like crazy, writing 2 or 3 things, tying them together, taking them apart, then giving that artwork off to another artist, like Bob Newirth, and saying, what do you think, Bob? And Bob will say, oh, we need to get Jeff Muldar in here. We need to get Bill Rich in here from old Jimi Hendrix band. Oh, we need to, and if I pay attention, then all of a sudden, he's like added a dimension to my work that didn't exist at the anonymity of my desk.
So what I gather is what you're saying is there's nothing more dangerous than a good idea.
Yeah, that's what we live for. You know that. And you've had quite a few yourself, my man. So there's a lot to be said for that. That's creativity and some of its best. And as it becomes improvisational now, with me, I was sitting around after Oho and I went, there's improvisational music, there's painting, where is the improvisational writing? And I went, you haven't invented it yet. So I got after it and began to write whatever came to mind almost, and sometimes up to 1,000-word pieces called improvs. And since have turned into what I call waywards, one word. And that's what I do these days, by and large, is explore improvisational writing.
That's great. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, August 1, 2020. Live from Pedro Show, special guest Vince Bell. Hold tight for hour 2. August 1, 2020, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Well, now he says that he's half dead. She says she feels it too. Go go the lightheads to their new beds in search of something new. To begin again, to renew belief in that place called love on that nameless street. And they'll remember all the gentle times, the way they hung close together through the bads and the better. Well, now he says that he's half dead. She says she feels it too. Go the lightheads to their new beds in search of something new. To begin again, to renew belief in that place called love on that nameless street. And they'll remember all the gentle times, the way they hung close together through the bads and the better, while thunder raked the world outside. I can teach the dead to sing. Privileged to share the tears within. Without haste, but without rest.
Smuggle me in, my arm is down, feel the target tangle. Back to the unit, models are cool, tilting their heads at an angle. Tiger on top. We'll be right back.
feel a neck that is. She ought to marry you. Cash me in, I'll be around again. Boomtown casinos, from here to the moon. Miles and days for her and me to get a chance. Dealing down all around, play the odds, bet to win. Get a chance.
Pedro Show started the second hour off with the bad and the better, Vince Bell. Then I'm home from Sabaco and Daisuke Miyatani. Sorry, Vanessa. New Hard Folk with the Lope and the Camel. Aunt Sally, that's got Fuson in the early days. Osaka there. Frank, Guy by Voice is Tiger on Top. Fryards with Hanabi. Hanabi means fireworks. Vince Bell, Give a Chance. The bads and the better. What were you saying there? Maybe I should ask you this, Vince. Are you the kind of guy that says, I don't like to talk about my songs, that's why I made the song in the first place?
I do put an awful lot in there. I kind of like the idea that I don't actually, that I've had my say, that now it's your turn.
Right. So you don't have to answer that if you don't want to. But
I think I just did that.
Because it's really interesting. I mean, you, a lot of perspective.
Yeah.
Which is what
I like talking about the work. I mean, it's a damn trial. Every time I start a piece, probably like you as well. I mean, the tune is the master, and I'm the slave.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I don't know what I'm doing. Until I start taking the gibbies and letting the song show me some. And then all of a sudden I got, whoa, I'm beginning to get, draw a square around this box. This is going to be doable. And at the end of it, of course, I'm the master and the song becomes the slave.
Whoa. little metamorphosis.
A little bit. If it didn't work that way, I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. In the studio, it was the same thing. The guys went and they got the music together, and you were in your isolation booth, and you're going through your journals, and the bads and the better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some things I would recite from texts that I had created. Some things were from songs. Some things were from what I call fortune cookies these days. They're just these little bitty snippets of, hello, somebody's in there. And so it's a lot of fun to write fortune cookies. And I might even have a book in me about fortune cookies.
So Vince, you're carrying a journal around with you all the time.
Well, not these days. When the computer came out, the journal got kind of conveniently retired because I could make a note on my Apple Watch about my latest inspiration.
You're talking about with your voice.
Sure.
Okay. What do you have a hip operation?
Pardon me?
Hip? Did you say hip operation?
No, I did not mean a hip operation. Excuse me. Yeah, I've always been hip. Holy shit. Somebody stop me.
I think that was Mr. Hunky, right? He came up with that word. I think it was like you laid on your hip as you smoked your opium or something.
I see.
We got a tune here, or a piece, I should say, called Do Yaver. It's an interrogative, right?
Which tune is this?
Do Yaver?
I didn't understand you.
Do you ever?
Do you ever? Oh, oh yeah. The song is called Oh Yeah. And it's a good little piece.
I'm gonna play right now. I'm gonna play right now, Vince.
Do you ever stand your ground? Do you hear a different drum? Can you catch a falling star? Do you ever change your mind? Do you ever mend a fence? Do you ever bet the ranch? Do you ever rodeo? Do you ever let the pony run? Are you ever lost in space? Do you ever roll the dice? Do you get the lucky breaks? Do you ever rescue bugs? Do you ever give blood? Do you ever give a shit? Would you ever give it all away? Do you ever fuss about it? Do you ever wish on pennies? Do you ever think about me? Do you think of someone else? Do you ever sleep? Do you ever dream? Do you ever lay still? Do you ever break down? Do you ever go to pieces? Do you ever go, whoa, off the deep end? When you slip and fall, do you remember why you came here in the first place? Oh, yeah. No problem. The hardest thing to do is nothing at all. took a gypsy like you to make a gypsy like me. I'll live with what I can't change till I change what I can't live with. A gypsy just like you. In the eyes of your children, you will live forever. They'll live with what they can't change till they change what they can't live with. Gypsies just like you. Some kid will come along with six strings on his hip, following a shooting star. Be careful what you wish for. He'll live with what he can't change till he changes what he can't live with. She'll live with what she can't change till she changes what she will not live with. Gypsy just like you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Yeah, start that chunk of music off with Do You Ever from Vince Bell. Then we had Peter Lochner from the old Cleveland scene doing Lullaby. Summer Stream from Nikia. N-Q-I-A. I don't know how to pronounce that. These young people these days. Hellbat, I know how to pronounce that. That's got Vince Moroney on his drums singing Into the Rising. Insect Surfers. Transplant from D.C. Dave. He's been here in SoCal a long time with Vaquita. And finally, Gypsy from Vince Bell. Gypsy. Is that a true story?
Yeah. That was what I wrote for another writer, a fellow that named a kid after me, Towns Van Zandt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a songwriter, right?
Yeah. He was the fellow that taught me how to play the A minor chord.
Where did you meet him?
Down there in that coffee house on Sand Mountain on Richmond Ave in Houston.
So, like, he was on tour, and you saw him play?
No, we both lived in Houston.
Oh, he was living in Houston then. Okay, okay.
Well, he's from there.
I know, but he also, I know he lived along to, Nashville, too, and maybe Atlanta.
Sure did.
Yeah.
During the later years.
Different times, different parts.
Yeah.
So, did you get to create with him?
We never wrote songs together. We all had our own idea of a tune and what it should be. He could make a sublime, a very simple, very direct. I was a student again of the John Lennons and people like that. And so I had to, there was more musical, you know, more musical trouble for me than there was for Towns. And so we didn't write the same song. We didn't say it the same way. And we both believed that we had said it better than the other.
But you wrote Gypsy for him.
Sure as I did. Sure did. He was a classic fellow. He was a stand-up dude. He liked Van Zandt. And he was crazy. He was crazy as a loon here and there. I wrote about him in a book I wrote as well. But
what book's that, Vince?
That book is called One Man's Music, published by the University of North Texas Press.
North Texas, is that Denton?
Yes, it is.
That's a music school.
It's a music school.
You met there once. One time I played there, and I asked the people, the kids that go to school, hey, can I get some paper for a set list? And the paper had staff lines, you know.
What a hoot.
I said, I could tell this is a music school.
The literal interpretation.
Absolutely. That's what, but it was good, Pat. It was a good time. So
yeah.
How many books have you put out, Vince?
I've probably written 2 or 3 books. And University of North Texas Press put a couple together, at least for one. And other than that, I've written a play, ballet, performed by the city of Houston, Texas. And other stuff these days. These days, writing waywards and those improvisational writings.
Yeah.
I've written many, many, many hundreds of these pieces. And I'm now with an editor, and we're drawing quotes from all of these thousands and thousands of words of improv. And they never were intended to make sense, but do make sense. So it's kind of interesting what subliminally will come out of you, even though you're not looking for it.
So in a way, you're like distilling?
Yeah, and in a way it's like throwing paint against the wall.
But a lot of sweat went into that paint.
Yeah.
It ain't just pure paint, right, Vince?
They don't ever tell you you're going to have to bust it to make it happen. But when it finally comes down to it, they created me for the right reason. I'm the right tool for the job.
Right. You got put in the time. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, August 1, 2020, Dish Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Vince Bell. Hold tight for hour 3. August 1, 2020, it's the third hour. The Wap from Pedro Show.
The new people will not know anything when they come. Not how to dress, how to sing, how to shoot an arrow. You will show them how to do these things and how to catch salmon. But you will do foolish things too. And for this, the new people will laugh at you. You cannot help it. This will be your way. Ojo de bueno, spring of good. Ojo de mal, spring of evil. Ojo de luz, spring of light. Ojo de la muerte, spring of the dead and gone. Ojo. Ojo del perdido, spring of the lost. Ojo del abandonado, spring of the forsaken. Ojo de suerte, spring of luck. Ojo de no suerte en todo. Spring of no luck at all. Guat seeds, shruma. Sa'at seeds, a pool of water. Ojo de polvo, spring of dust. Ojo del desconocido, spring of the unknown. Ojo de arco iris, spring of rainbows. Ojo del milagro, spring of the miracle. Ojo. Ojo de gitanas, spring of gypsies. Ojo de peregrinos, spring of pilgrims. Ojo de callejeros, spring of strays. Ojo del piedra del balancio, spring of the rolling stone. Guan seeds, shuma, sa'an seeds, a pool of water.
Thank you. beneath Taliban waters. Live this man of a color blue. He never knew exactly what happened to himself, except for the fact that he did not know Sputnik. It's hard to live now. Why jump? There's a knife right there. Why fly when no guitars are heard in that century? Why fight when you were still here telling him what to do? Within gas lines or within the Western world? No sanctuary whatsoever. On test tubes made with multicolored flags.
Yeah. If you walk away.
for Pedro Show. We started the third hour off with Vince Bell doing Ojos. And he doesn't have anything to say about it, people, because he said it in the song. Then we had, after that, Crane with Happy to Be. M.E., that's a name, huh? M.E. Ephemeral Melody. KSK after that with Midnight Walk. Tunnel Rat, young man out of Ohio with No Festivals. Yeah, No Festivals. You know, a lot of whining about this situation. It is kind of terrible, but man, we've had world wars and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, get some perspective. We can deal with this, people. Let's just deal with it. Fade Away, an old rock and roll song from Home and Garden. That's Tony and Scott from Perubu. And finally, Walk Away from Vince Bell.
Yeah.
Now, so right now, you're not looking at a music project. You're looking at, about getting this book together.
I'm doing a lot of art. I'm doing music art. I'm doing word art. It's all wordplay and clever phrasing in music. It's all that. It's lovely. It's quick as a hiccup. It's over in a heartbeat. It's lively. It's important. It's expressive. It's become, these days I can wake up in the morning and I go, so what's it going to be? A chapter in a book? Poem, music, and what combination thereof in between that I have ongoingly lying around. I have a lot of music. I'm archived. My music career is archived at Rice University. And they have a lot of stuff on me. Some of it this way, some of it that way, some of it writing, some of it music. And the mishmash has been this way for years, is even more today. I'm freer today because I started writing Waywards. It has taken nothing away from the poetry of the song that I write, as evidenced by Oh Yeah, that you played last hour.
Sure.
So it's I'm living a charmed deal now, after working hard for many years to make thousands of words and hundreds of musics happen, ballets, goodness gracious. So all kinds of things have happened on me, and I've been able to approach them, write them, and then put them down and walk away. And go on and do something else. Let something else complicate my life.
Well, how did you end up in Santa Fe?
I had played, you know, like a musician would, just a little bit of everywhere, at least once. And so I'm in Nashville. I've just put out a book. I've just put out an album and with Warners. And I went, you need to get out of this hollow in the deep woods. I lived in a cabin John Prine lived in before me. And so it was a neat little place. But it was in a hollow in the deep woods. So you didn't see anything but big trees, beautiful trees. But I went, well, I think I'm going to move to the west because I want to see forever, and I want to live like they live in the west of the United States. And so Santa Fe was one of the places that I had recently done a tour from Washington State all the way down to New Mexico. And so came here and found a place and started trying to make it stick. Took a damn decade to learn how to love this place, but after you love the mountain, it gets in you, and you're glad to go down there to L.A. where you are and sweat like a boxer when you play, but come right back on up to the mountain when you want to take a little time off. So it turned out to be about the best move I could make. This is a good town, a small town, maybe 70 grand, something like that. And so it's big, but rush hour happens on a two-lane road, you know. So it's a nice way to live.
Yeah, kind of an artist town. The painter George O'Keefe, right?
And yes.
Her husband, the picture man, Mr. Steglitz.
Yes, Steglitz. You bet. Many people have routed through New Mexico. Not many people have stayed because New Mexico is rough. It's high desert. It's tough.
The Continental Divide.
Oh, yeah. The Continental Divide land from here back up into Colorado, where I go, just recently up to Creed, picture that starts the show, Godless, and, it's a beautiful thing, that Continental Divide land.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours from where I sit here right now, and, I was probably up there 2 weeks ago.
I want to play Write Your Name.
Hardest thing to do is nothing at all.
Thank you. to create life is attempt to create life is extracting the impeller from the lifeless body to the tape. Gas. Parts of different corpses.
Lightning and thunder are crashing down around us.
Get ugly when she lost her temper. Sure, I'd like to see her, but I don't dare. Hell ain't got no fury like a girl forsaken. Love is here for making, but she don't care. Babe, I'll do you right, she said. I don't want to hear it. Let me hold your little hand. I don't want to hear it. Baby, take it easy. I don't want to hear it. Look at it this way. If I was the devil, you
wouldn't even know about it.
For Pedro Show Last Music for this edition, Write Your Name from Vince Bell. Then we heard Revolver Flavor with Every Time. That's Flavor with the U, people, like England. Or maybe Canada. An Endless Contortionist with Salida Movement number one. And finally, Vince Bell. Boy, did it get ugly. You know, my favorite flag, my favorite state flag in the Union is New Mexico's. It's so icono. Jazia, yeah. You know, Jazia.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that very much. Where can people find you on the internet, Vince?
Pardon?
Where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me at Vince Bell Music and Facebook, Instagram.
Is there a website called VinceBellMusic.com?
There's a website called VinceBell.com.
Okay. So people, VinceBell.com. Check out what he's doing. What's your next plan, Vince? Besides this book,
my next plan is to. In speaking about those books, I've got one that I want to publish. All of these waywards, or many of these waywards, a book with Vince Paulus doing painting as well for each one of these. Written pieces. He does this with me on Facebook and Instagram, and we have for a year or so. I dream up the preposterous, and he runs it underneath the beautiful paintings he does, landscapings, and so on and so forth. So we're considering a book, something titled Vince Squared. Vince Paulus making my guitar. ours, doing the painting in these pieces, and me doing the words beneath each one. We call it Wayward's art.
So in a way, he kind of visualizes or interprets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does. And the combinations are sometimes very crazy, very cool, and illumination.
That's beautiful.
Talking about things that you wouldn't even suppose.
And Vince, if there was you met a young poet, what advice would you give? Give your journey.
Jeez. Be careful what you wish for. I'm not so sure. I'm sure I'd have a great time talking to any young writer, but I'm not sure advice is where I'd look. I would look at the simpatico, the common, the familiar, the sense that everybody seems to feel here.
That's good advice there. Vince, it's been a big honor for you to be on the show. Thank you so much, truly.
Thank you, Mike.
And I wish you good luck with this, with the Vince Squared, and with all your wayward words, your waywords. It's beautiful.
Wayward word, you bet.
Okay. Keep on keeping on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and keep the keel in the water. August 1st, 2020 edition of Wapibo Show. People, keep your powder dry.